Good evening. This is Sandra Alton and Jenny Dobbin with CFRU's 6 o'clock news for Friday, February 11, 2000. In local news, serial rapist Edward Godet, 26, pleaded guilty Monday to break, enter, and sexual assault in connection with an incident last August at a home east of downtown Guelph. A 35-year-old woman was assaulted while sleeping. Godet will be sent to undergo psychological assessment as soon as a bed becomes available in a suitable maximum security hospital. Godet was released from the Guelph Correctional Center the day before the attack happened. He told his victim in court that he is truly sorry for the vile act he put her through. The City of Guelph's smoking bylaw has hit a fire under Guelph's bar and restaurant owners that may have had an impact in more than just a determination to fight the city's bylaw. During a two-hour discussion Monday, Roger Crane, owner of the Albion Hotel, stated that 30% of the businesses will be in serious trouble if Guelph goes the way of Toronto and other non-smoking centers. The smoking ban at premises where food is sold went into effect January 1st this year, but some establishments aren't enforcing it and are allowing customers to smoke. So far, health inspectors have issued warnings to about 20 businesses, with more to follow. A Philadelphia dentist has taken the bite out of sports-related concussions. Dr. Ed Williams was in Guelph Monday night to encourage people to use a mouthguard that will virtually eliminate concussions from lower jaw impact. The boil and bite process lets each athlete custom shape the mouth guard in their teeth in just 30 seconds. It creates a cushion of protection upon impact, and its performance in the prevention of brain concussions up to this point has been phenomenal. These are more than just a mouth guard, Williams said. We see them as an insurance policy for the quality of life after sports.
In campus news, the Haffa restaurant has been recognized by the Provincial Ministry of Health's Eat Smart Ontario's Healthy Restaurant Program. It was one of 8 eateries recently to have been given an award by the Wellington Dufferin Guelph Health Unit in conjunction with the provincial program. The award acknowledges the restaurant for its healthy food choices, food safety, and non-smoking seating. The Haffa restaurant is student-managed and offers experience in running a real restaurant to undergraduates pursuing careers in the hospitality industry. Teams of students take turns running the restaurant for a day along any theme they choose and are responsible for all the details involved, including purchasing the food, marketing, and cleaning up afterwards. More than 2,000 students have seized the opportunity to run the restaurant since its opening in 1984. Professor Jeff Stewart, who oversees the whole affair, says the Eat Smart Award sets a good programs within OAC, which are offered at Guelph, Alfred, Kempville, and Ridgetown. Linda McCreary, manager of the Johnson branch, says the goal of the satellites is to make students more aware of career planning, job hunting issues, and resources available to them on campus, and to make those resources more accessible. New satellite offices are also in the works for McKinnon and Fax, with Career Services hoping to establish another for other science students. Funding for the expansion is being provided in part by Human Resources Development Canada. Post-Soviet agriculture is coming into focus at Guelph as the School of Rural Extension Studies is preparing to welcome a delegation of agriculture and agri-food experts from Russia. The group is coming as speakers for the upcoming conference entitled Doing Business in Russia and the Ukraine, Spotlight on Post-Soviet Agriculture, which will be happening on February 24th through 26th. Chaired by Professor Glenn Filson, the conference will address issues of Canadian agri-food exporters and investors in Russia and the Ukraine, as well as Canadian government officials and North American academics. More than 100 people from Russia, the Ukraine, Canada, and the United States are expected to attend the three-day event. Filson says this is an important conference with respect to trade and investment between Canadian agri-food companies in these areas, and that it comes at a very good time. With rising oil and gas prices, Russia, being a major exporter of these, is finally entering a position to meet some of its desperate food shortages. There is a real chance for agri-food synergy between Canada and the Russia-Ukraine region because of the incredible similarities in geology and geography, says Filson.
Now look at what's happening. The Love of Louis Theatre Company is presenting Criminal Genius, a play by George Walker, at 8:30 tonight in Lower Massey Hall. Tickets are $8, and if you can't make it tonight, there are also performances on Saturday at 8:30 p.m., Sunday at 2, and Monday and Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. On Saturday, February 12th, Theatre in the Trees is presenting a dinner theatre comedy, Beyond a Joke, by Derek Benfield, directed by John Snowden in the Arboretum Center. Doors open at 6 p.m. with showtime at 8. Tickets are $45 and available at extension 4110. Also on Saturday the 12th, the Griffin women's volleyball team is facing Brock at 1 o'clock in the Athletic Center. Tickets are available at the door. In the world of weather, today the forecast is calling for scattered flurries, then becoming sunny with cloudy periods. Winds from the north to 30 knots and a high near minus 8 degrees. The probability of precipitation is 60% for today. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday will be sunny with cloudy periods and a low near minus 11 and a high near minus 2. Sunday, mainly cloudy with flurries or showers and a low near minus 8 and the high plus 4. Probability of precipitation is 70%. Looking forward to Monday, it will be mainly cloudy with flurries or showers and a low near minus 1 and the high plus 4. Probability of precipitation is 70%.
To close on a side note, according to the Ripley's Believe It or Not website, ancient Romans used to exchange lamps shaped like human feet as New Year's gifts in the belief they would prevent missteps during the coming year. From everyone at CFRU, good night.